Okay. The Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Gino Altamirano, 148829.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 28th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Altamirano? I'd like to introduce, that form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Altamirano and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Altamirano, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, but keep in mind the board will make the final decision as to whether or not you violated the conditions of supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 27, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 1st, 2017. Mr. Altamirano, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at TLC located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on April 26, 2017, as directed on April 26, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Altamirano, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Altamirano's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal razor company.
Second.
Agree.
And was that seconded by Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your history. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby.
On April 26, 2017, Mr. Altamirano was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 12, 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new felony charge of theft and criminal damage. He was back in BOC custody April 20, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 10, 2018. 351 abstentions.
Thank you.
Current conviction, 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2000, promoting prison contraband, 2 years, 3 months. 2002, theft, 3.5 years. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Barrio Hispanic Homeboys Criminal Street Gang and a New Mexican Mafia Arizona STG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS release of absconders, 60 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2004, TIS release of absconder, 173 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release completion, 7 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, and threats noted. After his return to DOC, he received a ticket on June 3rd, 2018 for violating grooming requirements. Other arrest, 1990, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention. 1992, resisting arrest, juvenile detention. 1992, possessing and selling marijuana, juvenile detention. 1993, burglary, second degree, juvenile detention. 1997, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1998, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5B6. I do have status of charges from parole supervisor Fleischman, dated Wednesday, May 30th, 2018, that states the case was refused by the county attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Altamirano, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from prison with approved placement at TLC located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. You never reported to established residency, nor the residence was approved. Now, you're missing for 351 days, so where were you living when you were outside of prison, sir?
I was living with my family.
And did you work at all?
Yes, I was working. See, what happened was, 3 days prior to me getting released, my grandmother passed away. I didn't know this. I got released. I went to see my PO first thing, and I called some family members, and they told me what was happening. And I went over there, and I basically just blew off parole. I got involved with the family. I wasn't using drugs. I was working on and off. At the time of the arrest, I wasn't working. From my knowledge, the arrest, when I was arrested, their charges have been dropped. They refused to file. I was working and I wasn't using drugs. I wasn't doing anything. I was trying to, I just blew it off. I went into, you know, my grandmother died and, yeah.
Well, sir, I'm not going to make a point of the charges that were dropped. I will ask, what were you doing for work when you were outside of prison?
I was renovating apartments.
And again, for the 351 days that you're missing, you were living with your family the whole time?
Yes, I lived with three different family members.
Was it all in the same part of town?
Yes.
I won't get into addresses, but like what city or town?
Central Phoenix, around 7th Avenue and Indian School area.
We do commend you for working. It's unfortunate that you didn't maintain contact with your parole officer. You might be done with this by now.
Yes,
had you just work with him. So why did you break off contact?
Like I said, when I got out, my grandmother had passed away, and I helped with raising money for the funeral and for the family. And by that time, I had already violated, and I just blew it off.
Okay.
I finished parole before. I know what it takes to finish it. You know, pretty much, I haven't had no dirty ways in I don't know how long, man. You know, I don't use drugs no more. That's not part of my life anymore. It's been over, 10 years since I got a dirty way. I don't get high no more. When I'm out there, I'm working. It's just, by the time I caught up with what was going on with the death in the family and everything that was going on in my life, I figured that.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, Mr. Altamirano. It would seem you're 40 years old. Are you still involved with street gangs at all?
No, that's way past in my life. I don't. You know, that was a part of my childhood. And yeah, like you said, I'm 40 years old. I grew up, and there's no future in any of that. I need to work and get my kids back together. You know, I did reconnect with my children for the first time because I did so much time that I wasn't able, you know, 18 years of my life, I was sitting here and I wasn't able to contact with my children. I got out, recontacted with my kids. They're a little older now, and, you know, I got to be a role model for them. I know blowing off parole like that isn't much of a role model, but...
Well, thank you again for being honest. The last question is that you were arrested by Phoenix PD. What caused Phoenix PD to make contact with you? What caused Phoenix PD to make contact with you when you were arrested?
I was at a friend's house, and I walked into the backyard, and they had a rental bike out there. And out of nowhere, a cop showed up, and he says that he accused me of stealing and what's that called? Criminal damage on the bike. But he never saw me with the bike. He never seen me with my hands on the bike or anything. They put me into 4th Avenue Jail, and before my court date, 2 weeks later, there was no court. I put in tank orders to ask what was going on, and they said the county attorney did not file.
Yeah, we received the same information. That's, again, why we haven't asked much about the arrest, but the question was what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you. Usually when people get arrested under obstructor warrants, they may have nothing else. There may be no other arrest, but there's still some sort of inciting reason as to why the Phoenix PD or, you know, whatever police department makes contact with someone. It could be a traffic stop, or, you know, they might be out late in the middle of the night. So I was just trying to understand how they made contact with you.
Okay, so this is what happened. Somebody else had stole something, and I happened to just walk out when the Phoenix police were showing up, and I happened to walk out and walk right into the drama and got accused with them, and that's what it was, that they didn't file or anything like that, and I had the warrant for DOC, so they brought me down to Alhambra, and that's how it came. I just walked out of the apartment, and actually, where I was living right there, and it was next door to where I was residing, and I walked out of the apartment, and boom, I was on my way to work, actually, and I just walked right into it.
I have a curiosity. We're not here to retry a new case or find new charges, but your last conviction was for misconduct involving a weapon?
Yes.
Could that be like any weapon? Was that a firearm or a knife or
It was a knife. It was a 3.5-inch blade. It was a small knife. It wasn't nothing real big.
Well, thank you for your honesty. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Altamirano, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand?
That's pretty much it, but I would like you guys to know if I was to be released, I'd go straight to a halfway house. I work. I reconnect with my kids and my family and get my life back on track. This isn't a place for anybody, and I'll do beyond my best to be a member of society, a productive member of society.
Regardless of how this board votes today, I hope that's still your commitment. You're looking at only a matter of months, so we do hope for the best. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst each other before we come to our individual votes? So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, Mr. Altamirano.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for being so cooperative. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, frankly, I like the rapport of Mr. Altamirano today. I felt he was direct. He accounted well for his decisions when he was on community supervision. I think the problem comes down to is that he was missing from community supervision for 351 days, and that's just something that is very hard for this board to overlook such a long period of time, especially when we can't account for somebody's activity. So he was working. He says he was staying off drugs. I'm going to take that at face value, but the problem is we can't confirm that, and that's the importance of having supervised release so that we can safely transition someone back to the community. So when you consider that you had some prior periods of absconding, I recognize he passed it once, but when you put it all together, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I will say that he's down to a matter of months, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I am going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W1449, our discussion with Mr. Altamirano, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Altamirano was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Camorra Razor Company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and we could not account for his activity for 351 days, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Altamirano, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about November 10th, 2018. I recognize that summer's just getting started, and that may sound like a very long way away, but I can tell you, as another middle-aged person, that's going to go very quick. So we highly encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like that you are motivated to work, to get your family together, and to move on with your life. Thank you again for being so pleasant, and again, we wish you a safe return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and sir, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for the board's time.
Thank you.